This is TWiT.
Sometimes money conversations are not about money. They're about feelings. So I found a new app that is similar to Mint, and it's about all the feels. All the feels.
It's called Money Feels?
It's called Joy.
Joy. And, happy,
you can take
joy,
a look
joy.
At it now. Here it is. So what I did with Joy was I answered a bunch of questions about just my feelings, what kind of person I was, just like, you know, am I talkative? Am I quiet? Am I reserved? Just not questions about feelings, not questions about money necessarily.
But they tie back to money.
Yes. And so I was given a money coach. And when I say money coach, wow, he's a bot.
This is good.
She is, her name is Jim. So based on my question. So this is my spending. And then I go through and say how I feel about all the things I've spent money on. So here are my happies. My happy. So I go through every time and it's like, oh, Amazon.
Oh,
yes,
I
was happy about that.
Oh,
so
this.
Here are all my happy spends. Talk to me about my happy spends. My top happy spends. So here are my things that I was happy about. I told it that I was happy about shopping at Petaluma Market, our local grocery store.
You like buying food.
I also go,
you like going to
Lucky's.
The movies. Yeah.
I music. Spent $20 at Amazon that I liked. So those were my
happy
spends.
So she's not judging you. She's asking you for your judgment.
Right. So I've already filled this out. So here are my top sad spends.
I
was sad about that I spent. I am also Amazon. Target, I'm not excited about spending $428 at
DMV,
Target.
Definitely.
I did not like, and then,
wow,
you know, my health insurance. So,
and
my Latote, $69.20. That's a sad spend. You told me that was too much money. I'm not feeling good about that.
Oh, that's your wardrobe.
Yeah.
Is this from Latote?
No.
I
oh,
like
yes,
this.
No.
This
I eventually
cute.
Bought it from Latote, but Latote
it's
is where I
cute.
Borrow
yeah.
Any
borrow clothes. She's
so,
wearing other people's clothes.
I was
we
also apparently not happy about spending money on my husband's life insurance. So
you that. Should be happy. You'll be happy if anything happens to him.
Yes. So I can also look at everyone's
this
happy
is good.
Spends.
I'm getting this. I like
or
this.
Or people like me. So I'm a spark. Talk to me about other people's. Sparks happy spends. So other people like me show me this week. Other people are happy about spending money at Walmart, Amazon, Lyft, and iTunes.
But see, what other people do isn't really the point.
Well, sure it is. Like, what are other people sad about spending money on? Show me this week. Not specific people, obviously, but as a group, the people like me are sad that they spent money at McDonald's,
yeah,
and iTunes, and
that
Whataburger.
Always makes me sad. See, that's good. That's good. Yeah. I think the idea is that a lot of our spending is unconscious, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our spending is at least mine, just like my eating, is to make me feel better,
mm-hmm.
not to because I need it or because I have to fill my belly, but just to make me feel better.
Right.
And so it's good to identify yeah. what those are and what spends don't make you feel better. That's probably a good thing.
Right. So I have 39 happy spends.
Do they make recommendations or they just give you the information? And
well,
you
can also use it to save. So I'm not doing this yet, but Joy Savings is a way that you can save money. So it's like a bank. It's an FDIC backed bank. And
oh, then- I just they did a little happy dance when I got welcomed to Joy. I wish I could show you that. It was a guy going, ah.
Yeah, and every time you come back, they're like, welcome back, and they do a happy dance.
Really?
It's a lot, yeah. This is
I'm
a lot
liking
of shifts.
Joy.
So this way, Joy, you can use, there's a lot of apps that we've talked about some of them before that let you put away a little bit of money. So you take money out of your bank. So let's say I want to save $35 a week or I want to save $200 a week. It'll automatically take that out of your bank and then put it in its bank, and that's how it makes money because then it's getting the interest from
oh.
money that you have in its bank.
It's the VIG.
But you can just use the Joy part and not use the savings part
the
and just think about how you're spending money or we're saving money. So if you're it can be joyful to save money, to not spend that
and
money.
So the
at
whole thing is it, really you don't actually even have to do a lot of typing because they give you canned answers. So really
yeah.
it's kind of like taking a multiple choice quiz.
So what's that question it's asking you?
So first I've got six easy questions for you. There are no wrong answers. One, how do you typically pay for things? Have Lisa do it. Credit card and cash,
yeah.
But okay. Do you rent or own? I own. Actually, I don't think I actually own our house, but that's another matter entirely. I think Lisa owns it. How much is that costing you each month? Yeah. $0.
What?
Because I don't own it. Okay, so this asking you what your mortgage is, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, good.
I'm not gonna tell you what my mortgage is.
It's $0 apparently. He pays nothing.
Lisa pays everything. I don't know. It all just comes out of some kitty.
Well, So I have it sounds like you guys have an okay money relationship. Marco and I, like, I always start crying when we talk about money.
Really?
I don't like it.
That's because he yells at you.
He doesn't yell at me. But I grew up very differently than he did in terms of money. Like, my parents.
Let me guess.
Okay. I know you're going to get it right.
Your parents spent money like water.
Exactly. Yes.
And Marco is frugal.
Yes.
That could be a cause for tension in a relationship.
Yeah. My parents took tons of vacations. They're just like, let's live life. They're still doing it.
Let me give you a tip.
Okay. Okay.
Because I am like you, spend money like water. So I married somebody like Marco.
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't?
A big, tall, good-looking Italian guy. Yeah. No, somebody who doesn't spend money, who's very good with money. Mm-hmm. And I let her do everything.
Yeah.
Because she's good with money. And then she says, you know, you can spend this much. And then I go, okay, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really
You don't want to give up that power, probably.
Well, I don't really. No, I'm willing to give up the power. It's just when we have
Because it is a power thing, isn't it? It's not about money. It's about power.
Yeah, it is. It's about all kinds of things.
And independence and, your childhood relationship with your family and a lot of things.
Right, it's about a lot of things. I saw this.
This is good. I like this joy thing.